It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On April 10th, the USDA released their April crop production supply and demand estimates. We've talked about how the report was neutral to maybe a little negative to the wheat side, a little friendly to the corn side. Today, we'll cover what it was for soybeans. We'll do that after this break.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
USDA's April crop production supply and demand estimate for soybeans was, a non-event for the most part, as we didn't see much changes to the USDA numbers. But we did see USDA left the 23 crop year all unchanged, except some tweaking of some numbers between seed and residual, but nothing major as far as old crop was concerned. For the 24 crop year, we did see supply increase by 5 million bushels by USDA, increasing imports by 5 million bushels. That put imports now at 25 million bushels. Crush was increased by 10 million bushels, which was something that the trade needed to do. Crush right now is sitting at 2.4 billion bushels. But we've seen the trade-off between seed and residual. Seed did see a decrease by 3 million bushels because of the expectation of lower acres, while we did see residual increased by the same 3 million. The net result was a ending stocks estimate dropping by 5 million bushels, putting stocks now at 375 million bushels, which was 6 million below expectations. On the world side, we didn't see much change. World stocks came in at 122.5 million metric ton. That was up 200,000 from expectations, up 1.1 from the previous month. And as far as numbers, as far as the world is concerned, Brazil's production was increased by 1.5 million metric ton for old crop for 23. And for new crop, Brazil and Argentina's productions were virtually left unchanged. So overall, like we said, the report was kind of a non-event, maybe somewhat supportive to the soybeans.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.